With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. We did not do it. Israel's response to terrorist claims that the Jewish state is to blame for a rocket strike on a Gaza hospital and left hundreds dead. Israeli Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says there's video and other evidence proving it was an Islamic Jihad rocket that leveled the hospital.
I can confirm that an analysis of the IDF operational systems indicates that a barrage of rockets was fired by terrorists in Gaza, passing in close proximity to the El Hali El Mahdi hospital in Gaza at the time it was hit.
Apparently hit by a rocket intended for Israel, but that malfunctioned shortly after launch. President Biden in Israel for talks with Israeli leaders.
During a meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, the president said that deadly explosion apparently was not carried out by the Israeli military.
I was deeply saddened and outraged by the explosion at the hospital in Gaza yesterday. And based on what I've seen, it appears as though it was done by the other team, not you.
Hamas blamed Israel for the hospital blast, while the Israelis accused the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. The president is using his visit to Tel Aviv to reinforce America's solidarity with the Jewish state. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The House tries again today to elect a speaker. Yesterday, Republicans failed to confirm Ohio's Jim Jordan for the job.
Republicans rejected Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot Tuesday as an unexpectedly numerous 20 holdouts denied the conservative hardliner the GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. The Speaker nominee could only afford to lose three Republican votes to reach the 270 majority threshold needed to win.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. Also at SRNnews.com, check of Wall Street finds the Dow futures down 92 points, NASDAQ futures off 83. This is SRN News. An anti-Israeli protester is killed by Hamas.
67-year-old Cindy Flash was born in Minnesota, emigrated to Israel, married her husband Igal, and then moved with him to Kfar Aza near the Gaza border. Her daughter tells CNN her mother was very dedicated to protesting Israeli military actions in Gaza. Sadly, Cindy and Igal Flash were murdered this month during the Hamas attack on Israel. Her daughter says terrorists killed them inside their home in the early hours of the attack. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is issuing a warning about Kyrgyzstan. The small former Soviet republic is about 90% Muslim, and there isn't much freedom for Christians to worship. The commission is especially concerned about Kyrgyzstan's so-called extremist law, under which religious groups have been banned as extremist organizations and alleged members of these organizations targeted for their peaceful religious activities. This is SRN News. Senators from both sides of the aisle say it's time for a federal law regulating NIL, its name, image, and likeness royalties, for college athletes.
The NCAA approved NIL payments to athletes 2 years ago. In the short time since then, a host of rules have emerged in different states and for different sports. At a hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee, ranking Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said there's a need for a national standard. Quote, if this committee does not act within a year, this thing is going to be an absolute mess and you will destroy college athletics as you know it. Sports officials say a myriad of state laws is leading to deep inequities and confusion for everybody involved, including the college athletes. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A South Korean company has begun production at a huge solar panel factory in northwest Georgia. However, the project's future is somewhat clouded by a flood of low-priced Asian imports. More details at SRNnews.com.